Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
It is Hot Topics time. This this is an insane amount of stuff.
Here's your drinks, sir.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, goodness.
Roberta. Forget about thank you, Kevin. I mean, you did deliver it. Thank you, Steve, for carrying it all up the stairs.
Oh, that was nothing.
I bet.
I mean, it was a little something because there's a lot of stuff, but yeah, no, thank you, Roberta.
Wow. Roberta, seriously, that's a lot of... I can't even see all the
did
stuff.
Did she have a delivery truck?
No, seriously.
How did she get it all here?
I mean, there were three, four, I don't know, there were bags.
First of all, thank you for the coffee. I appreciate that.
Thank you for the gigantic Route 44.
Oh, yeah.
Diet Cherry Limeade, Roberta.
Man, Kevin James, huh?
What did you get, Steve?
Oh, baby. You know what I got. Orange soda.
Yeah, Roberta, you're the best.
And then also a 2 liter of orange soda as well.
Whoa.
So,
hey, you can refill.
Thank you for that.
Then I see she brought some cherry juice for me because she must have heard that I had a little gout outbreak again, which I had not had forever. And so she just gave, like, emergency. Like, have that on hand.
That's a good thing.
When you need it.
That's smart.
Bless you, Roberta.
She's smarter than all of us combined, which, honestly, now that I think about it, it's not even really saying that much. But you know what I mean, Roberta.
It's not just us. She loves our families, too.
Man, does she ever.
I have a wrapped gift for Amelia, which I'm assuming is for her birthday that just happened.
Yeah.
There's a wrap gift for me. I don't know what I did to deserve that.
Well, yeah, I don't know either.
And then you have...
This is a duffel bag with like...
Very cute duffel bag.
Very, with...
very cute.
Little sandals on it.
Flip-flops. Yep.
Pink flip-flops for your daughter, Emma.
They look orange to me, but I don't know color.
Are they orange?
Yeah, you know.
Okay, they look girlish is all I was saying.
Yeah, sure. Whoa.
And then inside, what is inside the duffel bag for Emma?
Oh, Roberta, what are we doing?
There's just a bunch of wrapped gifts, right?
There's a lot. Oh, my gosh, Roberta. Jeez. Way too much. Way too much.
I think what we're supposed to do, we were taught this by Dr. Grummins, is that when people do this, it really means something to them. So we just say thank you.
Yeah.
I know, the natural response
Let me try it again.
Don't do this. It's so much.
Let me try it again.
Yeah, go ahead, Jay. There's a lot in that bag.
There's got to be like half a dozen wrap packages in there. Yeah. Way too much. Way too much. But I really do appreciate it. And I know Emma will as well. And very sweet of you to do all of that. That was a lot.
Yeah, thank you, Roberta.
What's in the... Is that part of it? What's that?
Bag. I don't know what this is.
Hold on. Just barely see the top of it over my monitor because I'm only 4'11".
What do we have in here?
Same height as Bindi Irwin, by the way.
You are 4'11".
Yeah. Flashback to yesterday.
Yeah, I'm just here for recalls.
Recalls. That's
24
what
hours ago.
Flashback, recall, whatever.
It's a brown bag inside of a blue bag.
I saw the colors. Thanks, Kev.
Oh, it's got a phone number on here. Oh, the ultimate bagel.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. She said she got bagels for all of us, and she didn't know what I liked, but figured I didn't want the jalapenos like you guys.
She's very smart, I'm telling you.
So, yeah.
Jalapeno knows. Bagels in here.
Oh, my gosh.
Cream cheese.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
That's good stuff.
And what is it? Yours looks like it might be fruit, Steve.
She said she got, I think, blueberry and...
That's
cranberry?
Like.
They didn't have plain and boring and way too young to act this darn old.
Wouldn't that be funny if he just got a plain bagel?
I do like plain bagels.
Of course you do.
If you were to stand in front of you're at a bakery, Steve.
Yeah.
And there's bagels there. And, you know, the bakery has everything. Every kind you could ever imagine.
Yeah. I think she did say she also got an everything bagel, too, or something.
Oh, wow.
Like
that, and you would go, you would go for the plain bagel?
Most likely.
Oh.
I mean,
a palate of a 2-year-old.
What are we having with it? I mean, maybe I'd go like everything or sesame or something like that.
I don't know.
You wouldn't go with everything.
No, that I think you're
just... something that you wouldn't be sure of.
He's just trying to...
I don't even know what an everything is.
I mean, it depends what the everything is. I mean, some places make everything a little bit different.
That's fair. I do. I understand that.
Yeah.
And everything could be a little risky not knowing the, ingredients.
Yeah. I mean, they're... jalapenos and stuff, then no
then
go.
Then probably not, yeah.
That's a no-go.
He was trying to increase his bagel cred there by saying everything, and then he just immediately ruined it by saying sesame, like he's 80.
Well, what's wrong with sesame? Maybe poppy seed? I would do poppy seed. Basil?
Poppy seed bagels? I've never seen those. They probably do.
You've never seen a poppy seed bagel?
Dude.
Who are you?
Have you?
All the time. They're very famous.
Very nice.
Are they?
Sure. Hmm. You've never seen a poppy seed bagel?
No.
Are you out of your mind?
I have never seen one.
Kevin.
I've seen the sesame ones.
This is unbelievable. Jay, am I crazy?
Well, I mean about two, this. Two about things this. Can be... we've discussed this.
I know.
Top 10 bagels by popularity ordered in the United States of America. Number 10, pretzel bagel.
Okay, I'd eat that.
Doesn't even feel like a bagel. I don't know why it counts. Number 9.
Well, what do you mean? Does it just... It's a bagel with pretzels on it, I'm assuming.
I think it's a pretzel.
Oh, like flavored pretzel.
Well, that doesn't count. Yeah, that's a pretzel.
Thank you, Kevin.
Well, that's in the shape of a bagel. Anything in the shape of a bagel is a bagel.
So a turd in the shape of a bagel.
It's a bagel. It's not good.
Would you choose that one?
Well, you seem to think so.
Chocolate chip bagel at number 9. Number 8, yeah. Cinnamon sugar bagel.
Okay, these are all good.
Also known as a churro.
No, it's a bagel.
Number 7.
Yeah. I mean, again,
if it's made of the bagel dough, it's got the flavor.
Yeah, bagel.
Okay.
Number 7, sesame bagel.
There you go.
Bet you feel dumb now, huh, Kev? Number 6.
No, sesame is fine. Poppy seeds, not. The poppy seed bagel is not a thing.
Let's see if we get there. Number 6, French toast bagel. Never heard of it.
Never heard of that. That
wouldn't mind it.
Interesting, yeah.
Never heard of it. I don't know it exists until someone brings us one.
Thank you, Jay. That is well done.
Number 5. Just so cheap. Just completely pathetic. Number 5, cinnamon raisin bagel.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Love them.
Oh, so that you know.
Well, of course.
Yeah, because it's a real bagel.
It's actually...
You're combining two things. There's a cinnamon bagel and there's a... Whatever.
No, it's a cinnamon...
Number 4, blueberry.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Steve has one. He gets to try it.
Number 3, Asiago bagel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, get cheesy with it.
Number 2, the everything bagel.
Everything.
Respectable.
And the number 1 ordered bagel in the United States of America. Believe it or not, plain.
USA! USA! USA.
Boo SA.
Plain country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Betsy, you're our popcorn.
Kevin James.
I'm going to get a t-shirt that says, I am Jay and Kevin's popcorn.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
When you're not, you're hot.
Hot Topics.
Also, popcorn at the wedding. Just letting you know. It's a good treat.
Oh, are you doing that?
Yeah.
Like an assorted popcorn?
Yep.
Wow.
What? So you're going to have popcorn at the wedding? Like
gourmet popcorn or something. They say it's gourmet because if you say something's gourmet, you can charge twice as much.
Absolutely.
I think that's how that works, yeah.
Gourmet popcorn.
Boom.
So wait, will the popcorn be served... Like early during the cocktail hour with the charcuterie board?
No,
when will this be served?
That's first, then the meal, then the popcorn's like the snack. Because, you know, my family's ridiculous with the popcorn.
You guys love popcorn.
Yeah, everybody's just night we were watching The Bachelorette because we only watch really meaningful television.
Absolutely.
And so that we were watching that, and thank goodness it was recorded so you could fast forward it. But at one point, I think there was 3 bowls of popcorn. Because it was my wife and I and my son and his girlfriend, and it was just popcorn everywhere. We're big popcorn
people.
Are
they just generic popcorn, or are you doing different flavors? Are you doing gourmet at home is what I need to know.
I mean, yes, I don't, because you know me better than that.
No, yeah, you like it plain and simple.
Yep.
Skinny pop.
Yeah, skinny pop is correct, yeah.
Do you think that'll be your name when Emma has a baby and they try to get a name for... Big Grandpa.
Skinny Pop.
Hey, Skinny Pop.
I gotta go. We're gonna go to Grandpa's house. Which one? Skinny Pop.
That's amazing. That's really fun.
I love that one. Yeah.
Hey, it's not too early to plan. You know.
Which grandpa are we going to? Rickety Pop. Oh, that one. Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh, Rickety Pop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. I can think of a lot of
other popcorn at the wedding. Do you know what flavors you get?
Yeah, I could. Can we dial out? Yes or no?
Sure. Sort of.
Oh, I was going to say, your wife is busy. No, she's not. It's... I mean, she's busy. Whoa. Your wife is busy. She's just not working.
Shut up, yappa. Shut up, yappa.
I hope that wasn't. Oh, yeah. Why would we be able to call out?
Well, maybe on the other. Yeah, that's what
try
I was
that
thinking.
One?
Yeah.
Yeah. This might work. Our phone system's goofy here.
I mean.
See man, what flavors
you know what's
we've
really
got.
Weird? Have you ever tried to. Well, when's the last time you dialed a desk phone?
Oh,
84?
Yeah.
So
I don't even know.
This phone sits to my left, and dialing left-handed is just the weirdest thing ever.
That does feel
First of all,
weird.
Dialing anyway is weird, and then dialing left-handed is so odd. Hi, honey.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Oh, yay.
Listen, it's a privilege, I'm sure.
DJ Denise.
Woo, in the house.
Same thing I say every day when I come in the control room. Oh, yay. So, what are the flavors of popcorn?
Oh, the flavors your daughter chose.
See how she immediately deflected that to my daughter in case you didn't like
it? No, I haven't chosen it. Okay. I'm like so good, but
okay. Caramel.
Caramel.
Yeah, winner.
Mm-hmm. Caramel, white cheddar, and regular salt and butter.
Okay.
Those are great choices.
Yeah, all three.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, there's a lot of choices. So,
how do they make the regular gourmet?
Regular gourmet.
Salt and butter. They just put salt and butter on it. Okay, otherwise, it would just be
just
dry.
Because the other two sound gourmet, but mm-hmm, then when
do.
You just have regular popcorn... It doesn't. Jay said
you know
they
what?
Call it gourmet, so it's more expensive.
It's like half as much, though. The regular is like half as much.
Oh, okay. See, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So wait, is this being like flown in from someplace,
yes,
or is this a
from Popcorn USA?
Flown in popcorn.
What are we doing?
Well, no, because like in Chicago.
Oh, here we go.
They have Nuts on Clark, which is they're known for their gourmet popcorn.
I've heard of him.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and so boy. People would ship.
Yeah.
The popcorn from Nuts on Clark is the name of the business?
Yeah.
And they would ship the popcorn to certain places?
Yeah, or buy it there and then travel
to certain places. Yeah, that's a no.
So that's a no, okay.
Where is this from? Is it from
a
little...
place, right, babe?
Yeah, it's called Goose Gang.
Yeah, are you flying it in from there, or what's going on?
It's from Perham, Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a local place.
Okay, so it's just a little local place. Yeah,
local dollars, guys.
And that's correct. Cute that it's Goose.
Isn't that fun?
Because that's been your awesome? Daughter's nickname forever.
Correct.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, new to the show. Steve didn't know that. But yeah. Nice. Any other questions for my wife? Kevin, you had all these questions before. I don't know if I even answered them very closely or not.
But... You weren't great with it.
No, but, I mean, not usually.
What color is his suit that he bought?
I said it was sort of brown.
Yeah, it's brown. And I wanted him to be in brown.
Yeah, daughter chose the color. My wife chose the suit. I chose to say yes.
Was it?
I think that's the right
said
order.
Yes to the dress.
I said yes. I said yes to being dressed.
Is it the same color as the groom and the groomsman?
No.
Okay,
yeah, that's what she.
Different.
That's what she didn't want.
Okay, right. Yeah. So you're going to stand out. You're special, but not...
Skinny Pop standing out.
Skinny Pop. Did you hear that name that we came up with him for when he's a grandpa?
Oh, no, I did not hear that.
Yeah, Skinny Pop.
Skinny Pop.
That's Kevin thought that'd be a great name for me as a grandpa.
It just fits.
Okay.
I love it. Skinny Pop.
That okay sounded like a no, but all right.
I think she was thinking, what does that mean the other one's going to be called? So there's the, it gets tricky at some point.
Oh, what would you... Yeah, just hot... Hot Ma?
I mean, for my wife?
Yeah.
No, you know what? Here's what is so funny about all that. Because, we thought the same thing when we had our babies. We were like, okay, what should we have them call our parents?
Right.
And actually, the kids just kind of did it on their own.
They do,
all these cute little names, and they kind of came up with their own.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah, it is very weird.
And by they, she means Emma, because she was first, so she got to choose, basically.
There you go.
Hasn't stopped choosing since then, including my outfit.
Well done.
Yeah, I was Papa for a long time, and I'm still Papa, but my granddaughter has moved to just calling me Big Old Bubba.
Which is hilarious. Bubba. Yeah.
Big Old Bubba.
That's a lot to say.
I love you, Big Old Bubba. And I'm like, oh, well, I love you too.
I mean, it's hard to say, don't call me that after she starts with, I love you. I mean,
yeah,
at that
it's
point.
So cute.
You know.
Yeah. Denise, what is the thing about the wedding that has you, what are you most concerned about at this point?
Ooh, concerned. Oh, boy. I always feel the need to, like, entertain, of course. So it's
no
like
way.
Out of town, people coming makes me very nervous, like that I have to try to figure out something for them to do every second that they are there. That part I'm nervous about.
Yeah, that's very true. Because she keeps saying, well, what about when they do this and what about that and what about this? And I'm like, well, I don't know. They're grown-ups. They'll figure out something. There's a bunch of lakes around there. There's-
well, yeah, and you kind of already have, I mean, I'm assuming a rehearsal dinner, right?
Yep.
Correct.
So.
Yeah.
People will, that's something
that takes
to do.
Up that night, yeah.
And then the next day is the wedding.
That takes up the whole day.
Which is right. Great entertainment. Yeah. I mean, you've provided them 2 days of entertainment.
Yeah. Friday, we can tell them to leave. Or Sunday, they can leave. So, yeah. You know, that's entertaining.
Are you doing like a Sunday morning breakfast?
Kevin, no, what the?
Well, Jay, because this is
doing?
A thing. A Sunday morning
I
breakfast.
I said I would call her if you didn't add to the list.
Opens her gifts and does all that.
Son of a, look at the clock.
I'm actually so glad you brought that up.
Oh, so am I.
One of the things that woke me up last night is like, what are we going to do for everybody that's leaving on Sunday? We need to do something.
Well, you could fly them in some popcorn.
This has been extremely helpful. You two have been great. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Nice.
Man.
Very nice.
Are they going on a honeymoon right away or not?
Not for, let's see, like 4 or 5 days or something.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they got to do some driving yet.
Monday. Yeah, mm-hmm. They have to drive but to Indiana, but that's another story.
Oh, wow. God, that got real.
I mean, the tone in your voice was sad. And I actually.
Super excited. Way to hide it. Good job, honey.
Where your daughter's moving now that she's married.
That was so.
Correct.
When do they move there?
Oh, yeah. Keep poking the bear, Kev. Yeah. Keep poking the bear.
Well,
let's go.
I didn't actually.
Let's just
know.
Have it all come out. Go for it.
Well, she can grab some popcorn and fly back here whenever she wants. Is that not true?
Right away, Kev. Right away.
Oh, it is right. Okay.
Right away.
Yeah.
Gosh darn it. Well.
Yep. That's what I say. Gosh darn it.
That's a pretty much a direct quote.
Yeah. There is going to be, you know what? There could be a summer, Jay, next summer, where your wife spends 3 months in Indiana and you just don't see her.
Uh-huh. Yep.
But the good news is, Kev, Nebraska plays there this year in October, so I'll probably go visit in October.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, they play Indiana.
Make
so.
Sure to bring back some popcorn.
All right, honey, love you.
Love you too, guys. See ya.
Thanks, Kevin.
Oh, I gotta have
it. Yeah, thank you. Country. Thank you.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Crystal, how are you doing? How's it going? Remember when Kevin and I were friends? We're not friends anymore.
Kevin James.
Oh, I'm sorry.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Especially after that last conversation. Yeesh.
That wasn't so bad.
Congratulations to Trisha. She qualified for the Coastal Country Jam. Before we get out of here today, let's see what we have left to give away. We still have some stuff. We have some Terry Clark tickets if you're interested in that. That's going to be a good show. I love that. Thursday, August 1st. That's a week from today.
Yeah, it is.
August is a week from today. Just double checking. So we'll have tickets for that. That's at the Spokane Tribe Resort and Casino. And we will have those here momentarily. Are you guys ready for the clip of the day?
I am so ready.
Steve?
Yeah.
Kevin's clip of the day.
What do we
got? Our friend is getting a chance to shine. And I call him a friend because I feel like it's sort of true. His name is Mark Few.
Man.
You know what?
No,
he
that's
a
not
friend.
Sort of true.
Have I been to his house?
What are you doing?
Nah, not when he's there.
Okay.
What does that mean?
But we are, every time we see Coach Few, it's always a great conversation. We've been part of the family for a long time.
Absolutely.
I feel like that's what it is. We're more family with Coach than friends.
Okay.
Right? And it's one of those that
because sometimes
like,
you don't invite family that often,
but then when you see him, you're just like, love those.
That might be true, yeah.
Love that guy.
Can't pick your family, but you can pick your friends, so that's interesting.
That is true.
Yeah, it's very true.
We were thrust together based on something else, much like family.
Zags are going to win the national championship next year.
Right.
I don't know if Coach Few wants me to say that.
I don't think we're discussing that. No.
Whatever. They are absolutely awesome. The team they've assembled is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see Coach Few on TV here in the next few weeks because he is coaching Team USA.
Love it.
He is the little tiny
Kevin
guy on the bench. Jay, have you seen him on the bench with those
guys?
He's
an average size person.
Not next to those guys. It is wild. The one game, he was sitting there in between, like, Joel Embiid and Anthony Davis, I think it was.
Well, yeah, they're both
7 foot massive men, mm-hmm, yeah. And there's Coach Few sitting in between them. And I thought, you know what? He's still the boss of you.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting.
Okay, all of that to say, anytime I hear his voice, it makes me happy. Heard this clip from Coach Few talking about a few things with our buddy Dan Dickow.
Zag that would best handle the auxiliary cord as the DJ in the locker room.
Wow, that's funny. We were just dealing with that the other day. I was lifting with Killian Tilly, and he had French rap on. So it's actually not that bad. Well, first of all, when I walk in, I just put country music on.
Let's go.
More who wants to stand up to the coach when he walks in. So that takes a special guy to do that. And them, our boys have been good with that. And then obviously Joe Few's not afraid to go up to the thing and switch it. He doesn't mind.
Yeah.
How about Zag most likely to be given a team a pep talk when you were to come in the locker room at halftime or postgame?
Oh man, there's been some great ones there over the years, obviously all the way back to your time, you know, maybe a Casey Calvary. I think Nigel was one of the best leaders we've had. Corey Kispert could definitely do that. I think this in the recent, like Ben Gregg, somebody that when he calls people out or says something, people are going to react to that. Domus was really, really quiet, but boy, if he said something.
Yeah.
There it is.
I imagine.
So let's talk about the aux cord. I love that. Coach Few, you know, you go in, everybody's working out. And if he's been in there, he's got his country music on.
Yeah.
He's probably got our podcast on, if we're being honest.
Most likely. I mean, it's obvious. Harder to work out to sometimes because, you know, there's not music on the podcast, but yeah.
And you're the player who has to have the guts to go up and change it.
Yeah, Joe doesn't count because Joe's his son.
Yeah, that does not count. Like you said, well, Joe Few's not afraid. Of course he's not. Yeah. He's your kid. He's just like, Dad, we're not listening to this.
Right.
But the other guys, he said the Nimhard brothers both like to do it.
Yep.
We'll change it up to whatever they want. But yeah, that's a tough one.
That can be tricky depending on what you're like. It also depends on like the Nimhards. It wasn't like you were going to lose play time.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're pretty solidified in your role. So
yeah.
Same with Sabonis. Pretty solid there. Nigel Williams-Goss. No worries on playing time. You know. Guys with the big PT numbers are probably more likely to do it. It's just how it works. Unless you're, I guarantee you,
you wonder how Coach Few continues to get all these players, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the era of everybody getting paid ridiculous amounts and, you know, Spokane doesn't probably, we don't have the money that, say, Kentucky has.
It's different, yeah.
Yeah. And so, but how does he keep getting all these players?
He lets them change the songs?
He says, hey, listen, you're in charge of the playlist in the weight room.
Right.
Okay? And then the other guy, he's like, you know what? You're in charge of the playlist in the locker room before the games. So that's probably it. And that's all these kids care about.
Also, yeah. Can I...
All the French rap you want.
Yeah, right. Actually, it wasn't that bad, which is hilarious.
That was funny. Yeah, because you can't understand what they're saying, Coach.
No, exactly.
And the beat's fun.
Uh-huh. Also, saw Killian Tilly at the WSU graduation. That's neither here nor there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Also, was Dickow showing his age there?
Why is that?
Aux cord?
That's what they call it.
I don't think anybody's using an aux cord.
That's what they call it all the time.
No, they're Bluetoothing. They're not using a cord.
Okay, Jay, It is standard.
The way they're setting up their equipment.
It is standard to say who has the aux cord.
Who's in charge of the playlist?
Now, they all say aux cord.
In 1999, maybe.
No, it's still to this day. They're like the aux cord. Hmm. Like, dude, they'll say it to me all the time when I'm DJ. Dude, you got to. Can we use an aux cord to play music? And I'm like, no.
Do they say it like that?
Yes, because they're always drunk. The Big 99.9 No, it's still. Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Isn't that their commercials? Something like that, Steve, where it's like,
is it?
Kevin James.
I think so. Give yourself a break. Eat a Slim Jim. That might be Kit Kat.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
John got himself the tickets to Terry Clark. What do we have left yet today, Steve, before we get out of here at 10 o'clock?
Let's see. Cabela's. We got one qualification for that.
For the $5,000?
Yep. And Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park passes.
Okay. We'll sneak both of those in here before we leave today. Tomorrow on the show, Big Friday show tomorrow, we're going to try the lemon. What is it called? What would it be called? They have it at Chick-fil-A. See if you can find it on the menu, Steve. Somebody's going to know. It's the lemon ice cream drink that they have there.
Chick-fil-A lemonade shake?
I think that might be it,
Frosted
Kevin.
Lemonade.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, it says frosted lemonade on the menu.
Okay, there you go. So that's what we're going to try tomorrow. And were we trying something else tomorrow, too? Or was that it? Oh, I was thinking maybe we could try the cottage cheese ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Because I mean, I don't know if any of the Friday crew might be, you know, listening in, but I would like to see if we could sneak it in without letting them know what it is. Because nobody's allergic or anything. It's not like it's one of those deals. So we're fine. Just to see. Now, Warren's not going to be able to tell because his taste buds are gone, but.
Yeah, he loves ice cream. He's just going to eat it.
I would like to. We'll see if we can figure that out, too.
Final thoughts.
In the meantime, final thoughts for today. Steve, you can kick us off.
Yeah, excited about the frosted lemonade.
Yeah, that looks good.
And I do want to try and give updates on this periodically, and maybe I'm doing a little too much now, but maybe not. Spam.
Yes, sir.
Spam around the world.
Yeah.
Just wanted to give an update on that. We have given out one of the three cans of Spam that hopefully will travel around the world.
Is that the one from Holly? Because that was a great picture.
Yes.
Yes, so, she looked ready to go.
That was great. The way she was displaying it.
And she's heading to Alaska, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
So Holly picked it up yesterday. She's going to Alaska soon.
Nice.
And then hopefully passing it along to someone else who will then pass it along to someone else.
Yeah, spam around the world. She's a spambassador.
Yeah, so on and so forth. And the second one is supposedly going to be picked up on Monday.
Yes.
If all goes as planned, and that will be taken to Europe. And I just sent a message to Kimberly.
Okay.
Who was interested in becoming a spam ambassador. And I told her, well, you can get the last and final one.
Right.
But I'm waiting to hear back from her with a phone.
Okay.
Number,
so.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. I think that's going to be fun following our spam around.
Yeah. And we'll be posting pictures on our Facebook page. And I'm going to try and get them on our website as well, at least some of them.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
Spam around the world. You can follow along.
Final thoughts.
I'm excited to follow along. All right, Kevin.
It's real goofy. You know how when you say things into your phone, or not even into your phone, but you're just talking to someone about something, and the next thing you know, you're getting all the ads for it?
Oh, man.
I am like, why in the world am I getting all these diaper ads? Like, I'm getting diaper
for adults
ads
or children
all the time.
Well, it was after our conversation.
It's a fair question.
I'm just curious.
Fair question, Jay. They are for children.
Okay.
They're children diapers. And I just keep getting ads for it. And then I'm like, what did I... And then I'm like, oh, I think I do remember having a conversation with my son about, oh, are you pooping your diaper?
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Do you need a new diaper? Because I can get you a new diaper.
That's funny.
I think I said something like that to him, and that's the only thing I can think of. And I'm like, is that enough to trigger it now?
I don't know. Did you guys have an additional conversation, Steve, about diapers?
Yeah.
We did?
But they were adult diapers, so never mind.
Well, maybe the internet got confused.
Oh, what did we say about adult diapers?
Oh, just that they're quality.
Their quality?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember that conversation.
Yeah. That's the problem, Kevin. We blurt out so many dumb things during the day that Steve will remember. And he'll be like, remember we talked about that? I'm like, no, dude, I have no idea we talked about that.
Actually, about this, I'm lying.
Yeah.
But, you know,
oh, shut up, you yapper.
Shut up, you yapper, Steve.
Oh, man, this guy. Don't trick old people.
What, you need some adult diapers over there?
Final thoughts.
Also, you know, we talked about a lot of different kinds of food this week. And, you know, remember when the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile tipped over?
Yes.
And we had that story, I think it was yesterday.
Accident in Illinois.
Yeah, and the Wiener Mobile was like on its side and all that. What if we did wieners around the world?
I don't know that wieners travel well.
Oh, yeah, those need to be refrigerated or something.
Right, that's the beauty of Spam is can is built for travel.
So no to that then?
I love the idea.
If you want to try it.
I'll put some thought into it. So
I'll see if the website's available.
I don't know if I do that. So they had this guy on the news today. You ever hear some of these guys, you know, they're, I don't even know how you become an expert at some of these random things, but this guy, oh, he's an expert. No, you're not. He said, now we broke a record of the consecutive number of days above 90. Yes.
Yes.
Is that correct? Yep. And then are we done today? I think.
Today is, yeah, we are
so,
all
so today
done.
We'll break it, okay? I think it was 20 or 21 days, something like that. This guy comes on the news today, and he tries to sell you in the fact that if you have a remote start or you start your car manually and let the air run for a minute before you get in your car, it actually doesn't cool your car.
What? Yes, it does.
I'm like, bro, if you're going to lie...
Why does he say it doesn't cool your car?
It's not a very effective way to cool your car. It really doesn't do much to cool your car down because your car has to be moving. Okay, does it cool faster if you're moving? Yes.
Say it doesn't do anything.
You can't say that. Really? Because I've done it many times. Started my car, maybe you roll the window down for a second, then you let it run for a second, then you get in. It's really an ineffective way to cool your vehicle. It really doesn't cool it down at all.
Well... It may be a little ineffective, but you know what? There's air moving in it.
Right.
And
under that guideline, you're also supposed to not warm it up in the winter.
Right.
You're not moving.
Yeah, it doesn't do that
much. It's an ineffective way to warm your car up.
Who was this guy?
He was an expert, Kevin.
You know what I tell him?
Shut up, yappa. The Big 99.